Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not.
another 20. I'm waiting on about 50. What the fuck my money? Y'all heard I'm cashing in. I'm copping jewels. I'm showing off. Some bitches love my sweat so fucking bad. Them panties coming off.
That's my shit. My boy, Dirty Boy, Milwaukee. You know what I mean? Fun song. Dirty Boy representing Philly, doing his thing. Actually has Southern Flow number 2 coming out next Tuesday, April 16th. And he will be performing at the next showcase, Def Jam Recording Showcase at the Mezzanine, Thursday, August 18th. It's going to be really, really official. My homies from Chester in the building, people from North, Blood Money's First Lady, Natalia is going to be performing, and follow her on Instagram, 215 Natalia. Definitely going to be crazy. Don't miss out. If you like to perform, hit me up, or the big man presenting it. Shout out to Rick Lowe. Definitely large in life, and a good fucking dude. Don't cross him, though. There's been a lot going on in the city, you know, a lot of violence, a lot of, you know what I mean, craziness, but tonight I would like to have some fun with everybody and also do mention that, you know what I'm saying, definitely stop the violence, like, you know what I mean, try to find a better way to resolve your problems or stay out of shit. That's what I do. Like, it's just... stay the fuck out, you know what I mean? Stay out the way. Niggas is just going away instead of, you know what I mean, being out the way. Shout out to my banging co-host in the building with me, my diva status. I just had a post up about her big old breasts. I seen them in that shirt, girl.
Did you see them busting out, boo?
I seen them busting open, busting all out all over the place. But, we're going to have some fun tonight. Tonight's topic, I just want to talk a little shit. You know, I want to talk about being a, can you trust a reform player? Somebody who, you know what I mean, who was, just ain't shit or whatever. So, and now they're saying that they want to be shit. You know, do you trust that person? I don't know. Especially if you know them, I don't know. I got a couple stories tonight. But my opinion, and normally I wait a while to get my opinion, I'm going to say it now, I don't trust no fucking reform players. Like, it's just no way to get out of it. Like, you're in it, where you going? Where you going? I don't know. I know I got to have some people vibing with me. Definitely press 1, joining the call tonight. We had some fun. We also got Truth Teller on deck tonight, so there will be some tongue rolls.
Do I get, so when I come up there Saturday, I'm so excited to be coming up there Saturday.
Yeah, let's get into that. Like, beyond everything else, Philly Shine Radio's newcomer, and definitely you come good. You always come in on Philly Shine Radio. So we appreciate you co-hosting, my love, and welcome to Philly. What better event than this Saturday event at Shampoo? Yeah. You excited? Who are you bringing with you? You coming by yourself?
Oh, no. Wait's coming with me.
I know, that's the fuck right.
Nice.
Shout out to Wait. And shout out to everybody and you also. There's a lot of people calling from all over the country. I couldn't even save all the numbers on the conference call. Normally I could just save the calls, like a couple hundred, or, you know what I mean, about 100 people on the conference call. But I couldn't even save everybody's number. It was so much to do. I'm talking about the Ohio State conference call with XY DJs, Ohio State DJs, for the Hitmakers conference call. Definitely with some hits played last night. Young Dro.
I think you did. Last night, you did a great job. Great job.
Wait. I was hyping shit about Fuck That Bitch right now. I love that.
Right.
I get music from all over the
country.
Yeah. Wait. Wait a minute. Because I get hyped as shit because I get new music. I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck is going to come out of Philly? Like, we got to step our shit up. And I got to say, and I'm pleased to work with these fellas, but in particular, I'm talking about Zone. Follow him on Twitter, TheZone012. Follow him on Instagram. I forget that joint right now, but I'm about to check it out. I think I am Zone or something like that. My memory is shit, but let me tell you, I was hyping shit, and then it's crazy. I told my homie, I was like, yo, man, Young Dro got this banger. This joint is stupid. What the fuck? Like, we got the fucking...
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch, that's hot, but even better than Fuck That Bitch. And I'm not trying to compete, but I'm just saying what got me hyped now, because I done forgot Fuck That Bitch. Yeah, right. I done forgot it. Yeah, how you forget it, right? My homie Zone got this new track called I'm Gone, and I get to exclusively play it tonight. This shit is crazy. Like, fun in the club. You see the bitch you want, and he's gone, basically, is what the song is about. So, who can't enjoy that? I'm hyped.
I love it. I'm ready to hear it.
I just cussed my homie out. Like, I love when my people do that, because I'm the type of person, I could big up a butterfly. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I just seen the best butterfly in the world. That joint was pink and purple or whatever the butterfly. I'm just exaggerating, of course. But I will exaggerate a butterfly not knowing. And then my friends, like real people who I love, like humble people, they let me enjoy myself and don't burst my bubble. But then they just email me a diamond butterfly, you know what I'm saying, with spotlights on it. And I'm like, okay. I'm on this shit. I love it. So, shout out to my boy, Tyree Charter. You know what I mean? Definitely doing his thing. Him and M. Parks Film just released the B-side documentary, available in a few stores in Philly. We're trying to get it brought out, but definitely you all could get it online, Amazon.com. Check out the B-side documentary. You know, get the view from a lot of artists in Philly, and you make your judgment. You know what I mean? You see who they talking about. I don't know. I don't know who they talking about. I don't make a talk about shit. But we're going to have some fun tonight. Like I said, I'm hype as shit. We got the fun topic, talking about players and all the excitement and new music. And my boo coming to Philly. Warm it up. Tell Wade we ready for his ass, too. I got a chance to play his song a little bit on yesterday's call as well.
I definitely got to be on the next call.
I gotta meet Truth Teller.
Yeah, you gotta meet Truth Teller. She'll come out to meet you. Definitely. We'll do some lunch or something. Maybe I'll cook.
That'd be nice.
But like I said, tonight I'm real hype. We have a few callers waiting in queue. Definitely call us, press 1. I will open up your mic and you can join me and the ladies and all the music for tonight. You know, I'm hyped. Like, this topic is going to be crazy. We're going to have some fun music. Let's get started. We have a caller from the 513 area code 371. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's your homeboy, Biz the Truth.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Yo, these niggas, him and the general, what's his name again, LD?
DL.
I'm dyslexic. See, I'm LD. DL. I have notes. Like I was. I got prepared for last night's conference call. Y'all would have thought I knew y'all, but I had a notepad. Like, who's this guy? Where is he from? Oh, let's talk about this. But Biz the Truth was featured yesterday on the call. He had the Ohio State DJs and all the DJs who called in going crazy. Shout out to Mill Ticket, who called in to support you guys as well. It was definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's big, bro. You can show enough supports.
Yeah, I told you this Thursday, if you got my direct message on Twitter, I'm going to make sure I show you guys some love on this Thursday show. Get some Cincinnati love. I love Cincy. I love whole Ohio for real. But introduce yourself to everybody listening. Shout out your Twitter and everything, because we do follow back over here as well. And it's
okay.
All about, you know, supporting each other.
Well, I go by Biz the Truth. I'm currently pushing a hot single all night, all day. You can follow me on Twitter at Biz the Truth. That's BizDatroof. Same
play
for my Instagram.
Out.
Man, same for my Instagram. Same for my basically anything for real. Facebook, Twitter, everything. Just everything is Biz the Truth. I'm representing Wild Boy Records and Dirty Jersey Entertainment. And I'm also an artist for O State and the X Squad, Block Club, and Nerve DJs. What else you want to know?
No, that's enough. We just wanted you to just say hello on Philly Shine Radio. That's how we all interact. Like, whether if you are an artist or not, like, tell me who you are. What's good? You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun tonight. Tonight's topic is crazy. Usual, want to get in people's business.
Controversial.
I want to reverse it kind of when I ask the guys, because I don't think any guy want any reformed girl player, right? Like,
man,
can we? I think.
For me,
how do you feel about a reformed girl that was just like an actual hoe? Because that's what you guys consider.
I mean,
a girl that's,
on my standpoint, it's kind of different with me, because see, I understand things now, and I know how y'all defining it. And my thing is, I don't define a player the way y'all define a player. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different with me. So I kind of have a different standpoint on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I define a player as someone who isn't, you know what I'm saying, with ties to another person, whether it be a male or a female. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean, if you date around or whatever, you talk to people, this and other, that's your business. If you say that, you can do that. You can date around, you know what I'm saying? That's your thing. But, you know what I'm saying, I know the kind of player that y'all talking about, but it's just I don't define it that way. I call that a cheater, period. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Well, no. A player be – now, let's – I'm separate. Like, I'm not going to say I define a player as somebody who's saying, no, I don't want any attachments, or no, I'm not ready to settle down. I'm just messing around. But, you know, it's more acceptable when a guy does it, but when a girl does it, you know what I mean? They're not really, you know what I mean, seeing it the same way. A girl can't be like, oh, Wari, I'm going to go out on Monday and Tuesday, and then the guy go out on Wednesday, I might, you know what I mean, suck them or whatever.
Right.
And if I go out on the weekend with Monday guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's accepted. Doing a guy, no.
Yeah,
when I say player, I mean somebody who normally didn't want to settle down, and all of a sudden they want to settle down.
It kind of bases on a person's opinion of the word. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel where you're coming from, though. far as that though, as far as trusting somebody, you know what I'm saying, that plays around on you.
Who the fuck is making all that noise? Truth teller?
It ain't me. But yeah, like far as that goes.
Oh shit. Sorry.
It's possible for a person to reform. It's just got to be the dedication and trust got to be earned. You feel me? So I won't say it's impossible, but it at the same time, I ain't gonna necessarily be Mr. Oh, I believe you. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I trust you. I ain't gonna be like that. I'm gonna be more or less like your probation person.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Ladies, he's a good guy. Yo, that's a good standpoint. And I would love to have more open-minded men like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't even my last situation, I had to tell him, like, I don't like you anymore, so I'm going to start seeing other people. And it was just, like, a whole big thing. You know what I mean? Because I'm not the type of person that's going to waste time if I'm, you know what I mean, not feeling the person. I'll let you know, but at the end of the day, like, we all want to enjoy ourselves and shit. Like, I'm not going to be in no miserable-ass relationship or trying to fix something when he's still trying to fix it. Like, you know what I mean? You want to move on. But even
absolutely,
he trying to do that, is like it was like a crazy thing. And I'm just like, what's that good? You know what I mean? No, I'm not yours. Like, I want to move on. And then, you know what I mean? I get scrutinized. Like, how you just going to go mess with somebody off fast? And I'm like, fuck you. I want to do this. But, you know, like,
right,
girls, they get that extra stress, you know what I mean, from guys, that double standard shit. Like, I think, for me, but I know a person who's like, once you're a player, because I have enough friends, I think you're always a player. But certain people can't be just direct and just say, oh, well, yeah, I do want to have that one-on-one connection, like myself. Like, I'm always been a person just about not sharing the man I'm with and just wanting to be with him or whatever. Not so much, you know what I mean, spread myself out. Because I think a person, once you get into that habit, you can't break from it. Like, you always want to mess with somebody. You always want to be with someone. So, and honestly, I could say, like, the habits don't break. You know what I mean? I don't think so. Maybe I need one of my players friends to call in the show. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know none, and I'm not trying to snitch on anybody because some of my player friends are good. Let me say that because I don't know whose wife or husband is listening.
Well, have them call in under a different name.
Let me say
and change their voice.
Well, let me say this. You know what I'm saying? I don't think those type of habits could be broken up. that's just me. Maybe I'm being harsh on people. But that's my opinion. I would never trust a player. Fuck probation. I mean, not fuck what you said, Biz, but I don't feel like any, you can give a person. Mm-mm.
I mean,
trust
everybody.
Trust is not, I don't think you can earn trust, but I think you can lose it. We got another caller. Is that you, Diva? Hello? Oh, she's so busy. We're gonna leave her alone. But callers, if you definitely want to join in, just press the number one. We're going to have some fun tonight.
I think everybody's pretty much entitled to however they want to, you know what I'm saying, go about the situation, though. So, you know what I mean? It's people that are not going to do it, and it's people that are going to, you know what I'm saying, give a person a second chance type deal. But I feel where you're coming from when you're saying there's some people that just can't come out of it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's really about reevaluating, you know what I'm saying, how serious their situation is.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the topic tonight, Truth Teller?
Well, on the female side, they say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. So,
damn. So harsh.
But on the man's side, I would have to say the same thing. You can't turn a man because what if y'all together and you just can't satisfy him no more? What are you going to do? Go back to his old ways? So.
Well, if you can't be satisfied, you shouldn't be with the person anyway. Like, that's just fucking.
I mean, what if he just get bored with you out of the blue because he missed his old ways. Come on.
Oh, you saying if you be with the, a man who was a hoe and then he all of a sudden started getting bored now. Oh, okay, I get you. See, yeah, that can happen. You don't want to get bored all of a sudden. Like, who is you, nigga? Nobody asked you to get bored. On some real shit, though. Like, that's how I would feel, too, because even when you, and I'm not trying to, like I said, talk about my friends and people who have confided in me, so I'm not going to say their names and stuff like that, but on some real shit, like, my homies be like, oh, all right, I know I got this bitch, but this bitch ready to suck my dick right now. Like, she, pack it up. You see her? Like, I'll be right back. And then,
look at that mouth.
And
look
that
at
casual.
That mouth.
No, and I'm saying, I was only saying it like that because it's like that casual.
Yeah.
That casual. How? And you said the same thing, truth teller. What if the guy's like, shoot his shit? Or, if you were a superstar, I don't give a fuck, though. I think if I got a superstar and I know, like, Tiger Woods, I'd take Tiger Woods. Because he's Tiger Woods, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, shit. This motherfucker's an amazing
even
athlete.
If he
like,
is.
Why not?
Hmm? But even if he was him, I wouldn't degrade myself to go through that.
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but, like, certain people... And I'm not trying to be a groupie or anything like that, but if Tiger Woods or who else cheated on people, even Beyonce, no, not Beyonce did, because he ugly and old. But, like, you know, like, I forget his name, but we're not going to say
Bryant.
His name. Beyonce don't even like him.
Kobe
even
Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, like, what? Kobe Bryant, I know you left your wife with her kids and shit, but I will take you too. Like, that's different. That's just me being... Is what just I don't know. Fuck it. Like it's real shit. Like I mean, what can you say? Like, would you turn Kobe down if he like say if he left his girl? What's her name? Whatever her name is. His wife.
But
he left his wife. Yeah, something. I don't care. He left his wife, took her ring, and wanted to give it to you. He actually had her ring. Would you take it? He actually take her ring and like, here, baby, here, she tell her. Would you take it?
I would take it, but like, all right, go on about your way and pawn that bitch anyway.
Nah, you're right. You was going to kiss Kobe. Shut up. You was full of shit. I don't even believe you no more. We will take another caller. We still chilling with Business Truth, and Truth Teller is a liar tonight. caller 256-468. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Or is this Divas people from Alabama?
It might be my people. I don't know.
256-348.
Yo, I'm on the line right now.
What's up, Bravo?
What's happening? What's happening, sis? What's going on, baby? You got Bravo money. Checking in live, man. Philly Shine Radio. What's the deal?
I like how turned up you are. Welcome
to
the show.
Word.
Artist Bravo money. Always making money. What's good, baby?
Man, just chilling, man. We getting ready, man. We got the Rap 27 tour in town tonight, man. My partners, the Memphis group, is in town, man. So we definitely showing us some Huntsville love, man. We were just out there in the A-Town jamming with them, so. You know, they showing us love, so it's only right we show them love when they touch down out here, man.
That's what's up. Where you guys going tonight?
We got a performance going on at the Green, not the Green Room, but at the Bench Warmers, man. So everybody out there listening, man, make sure y'all come out and jam with us, man. University Drive, the Bench Warmers.
Well, I wish I could come out there. But maybe
I
could just follow you on Twitter. Won't you shout out to Twitter and Instagram?
Man, my Twitter is at Bravo_. I hear you. What'd you say?
I said, I ain't in Alabama.
Word. Yeah, man. You in Philly, right? I hear it all in your voice. One of them Philly Jones. Ain't that what y'all say, Jones?
He said Philly Jones.
He said
Philly
Jones.
Philly Jones.
Bravo.
No.
What's up with
you? Bravo. You should see Honest. Honest so fine. This dude, I had a picture of her, and this Joe thought that she was me. and shit. And he was like, Diva, I just love you so much. I said, that's awesome, nigga.
Word. Hey, man, you know what I say, all beautiful women looking like, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they only looking at the curve. So, what can you
I know,
say?
Looking at that ass.
I know that ass real, goddamn. She got that ass from here to the goddamn Mason-Dixon line. You hear me?
Oh, man. I love it. But, well, chill out with us tonight, guys. We're going to have some fun, turn up a little bit, play some music, you know what I mean?
Well, I heard y'all little conversation y'all was having, you know what I'm saying, having the whatever. Man, I wait for somebody to come take me down, man. I got money, too.
Okay.
Come take me down. You feel me?
Oh, wait. I didn't say the money. Wait. Let's get it together, because I'm not a gold digger. I'm a gold digger. I said, somebody great. Like, can you win 5 championships? Then holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like, what type of
I got 5 new records right here under my belt, though.
What? What'd you say?
I said I got 5 hit records under my belt, though. But you feel me? I'm finna go trial for the, you know what I mean,
yeah,
for the Lakers tomorrow. And when I get that spot, y'all come take me down. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I see you do that. Yeah.
There you go. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ball the fuck out. I'm right with you. I'm like, yo.
Right.
This nigga's some big. But yeah, chill with us. We're going to play a song, and we're going to finish talking about this topic tonight. You know what I mean? Can you trust a player? Like, will you trust him? You might fuck him, but you're going to
Living life in the fast lane to get that chain still, rapping the hood, it ain't a damn thing change up.
For my silly niggas, airplane ace, we gonna get a little going for my nigga phone. And of course I'm gonna show some love to my boy Wade. Play that track from Alabama. Sexy video that Diva ran. Diva the video is crazy. We all definitely check it out. I'm sure Diva's gonna tweet it out to you guys. Y'all check it out on Twitter and Instagram. Looking all sexy and all good and shit. Having fun. Tonight on Felicia on Radio, we'll have some fun tonight. Tonight's topic, it's a little bit, for me, straight shooter. No. Could you trust a reformed player? And then what I mean by player, not somebody who was cheating on somebody, because that's just a cheater. Like, you can't trust a person, of course. If they're cheating, like, it's going to take, you know what I mean? It's going to take time or whatever it's going to take. That's not the topic. I'm talking about somebody who everybody know they didn't want to ever settle down. It was like, oh, always a different person, new phone number, new date, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, could you trust that person? Like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't even want to know that you were messing with somebody else, because I'm not going to want you. Like, I instantly don't want a person. If I even know you around that person for a second, I'm just like, boo, or whatever. Like, nope, I can't do it. Like, you laughing. But that's real shit. Like, I don't know. Like, definitely want to join in on the topic. Press 1. Get in on the fun. Me and Truth Teller. We also got my homie, Big the Truth, on the line, which is kind of cool, you know what I mean? Honest, you got Truth Teller, you got Biz the Truth. Stay with us as long as you can, because we need more truth and honesty on this show. Like, God fucks with it. You with me, Biz?
Yeah, I'm with you. Ain't nobody trying to get no truth and honesty from Truth over here.
No, they not.
I'm lonely as can be out these parts.
Really? I thought Cincinnati's a big city, though, right?
Yep.
So there's no one to trust in Cincinnati for you either, huh?
I know. I need me an out-of-town lady, you know what I mean? I need to find me one on the road. This 513 world just ain't ready for me.
Oh, shit. Damn, that's fucked up.
They're trying to get over on me.
I got to send out a tweet. The girl from the 513, where you at? Because he kind of dissing you. We got to see what's up. But I don't know.
They basically making their choice. They said that he ain't going to be smart. See, my thing is, I ain't trying to spend on every female. Like, you know what I mean? You got to prove yourself first. You know what I'm saying? I ain't necessarily about to be giving all the world and everything like that. Man, you just gonna be like tomorrow and say, I'm getting my side of hell. Okay. See, I'm cool on that. I ain't trying to do the one-nighters. I'm cool on that.
All right, well, yeah, that's true. And that's where a lot of guys, they fuck themselves up in all their money. But we have a few calls. We pressed the number 1. I'm going to take 1. We have the 404 area code in the building, but it's, you know, that's Atlanta. The area code 404-492. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
404. Who that?
Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that?
Is that the mail?
Hey, don't I'm watching you.
How you watching me?
Because you just a cheesesteak away from mushroom.
You know what? I'm going to smack him in his head with a cheesesteak.
Get him, truth teller, because he can't be talking about me like that. Welcome back to the show, Demels.
X-Y. I don't know why she's going to smack somebody. She can't even run fast.
Oh, shit. Yes, she can. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Unless she's at this casino in town.
Okay, what happened?
I'm sorry.
Phone is breaking up.
Did y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, here we go. What's up, Demel?
I'm in a room with 25 people. I got y'all on speaker. They listening, y'all.
Well, hi. How you guys doing? Hello, everybody in the room.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, secret truth teller, try to go innocent.
I am innocent. It's nothing about me. Yeah, right. Hi, everybody. What y'all doing?
I'm done with you. All right. We're going to have some fun tonight. Talk about this show. Oh, y'all had no top for it.
What's the topic?
It's broke.
The topic is broke, y'all. Do y'all hear that? The topic is broke.
Like broke what? Broke relationship?
No. She said what's the topic? She said it's broke. She broke the topic. No, the topic is, can a player be reformed?
Can a player be? I don't know. I ain't no player, so you know I don't know how to a player be reformed because I don't play them games.
You don't play them games.
Nope.
Would you go with a female if she was a player and she was reformed?
No. Because I just tell the truth. And some people can't handle the truth, but you just keep on moving. So the person you
I'm sorry, I'm getting a bad service over here. Bad signal. Had to walk
you know,
into another
like,
room.
Just like I like my women, they don't have no drawers on, and they already know what's going on when they get to the house.
Uh-oh. Hell no, he didn't.
Well, wait a minute. What does that have to do with the topic tonight? Girl with no drawers on? I'm sorry, I'm back.
I asked you the topic question. I asked him two ways. That's the answer he gave.
I don't even get it. You know what, Demel? I think for some real shit, you probably one of the biggest hearts I know. I can't imagine you being a player. I just can't. Like, he's just such a big sweetheart. Like, somebody like Demel is just like a big giver.
I'm truth teller. So that means that I'm telling the truth on the Philly Sharp Radio. It's about the truth.
Well, yes. You gotta definitely tell the truth, but I'ma just still have my vision in my head. Like, that's all.
Hold on. Okay. This is how I gotta go for you, Demel. You gotta tell the truth. So that means you gotta honestly spit that fire of the truth.
I'm done with you, truth teller. Stop it. All right. Tonight we're having fun. My opinion. What'd you say, Biz?
Oh, lady?
Who is that?
Yeah, it's Biz.
Yo, Biz.
I regrettably got to chime out. I'm getting ready for a studio session with DL. I was supposed to talk to
DL.
So
I really appreciate y'all inviting me out.
Flat out love. No problem. Y'all got that flat out love from you. Flat out, if I'm using it right. I know y'all say flat out.
We trying. I really appreciate you inviting me, and I look forward to being able to come back for the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Shout out to my boy Biz the Truth, who was featured on yesterday's conference call. You know what I mean? We had so much fun getting to know him and their whole crew, the Wolf Pack, over there. And they have a song called Flat Out, Flat Out, Flat Out. That was nice. Like, we used to say Flat Out. But now everybody say, I don't know what the hell people say. Turn up is everybody's favorite thing. I love Turn Up. It makes me think of, what's his name? Louis V got a song. Turn up. We got everybody joining in the show. We just have a caller, the 267 area code, just press the number 1.
Uh-oh.
267-391. Welcome to Felicia Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mrs. Flowerbaum. I'm from Philly. I'm calling to request Earplane Ace Cheerleaders.
Well, I definitely have a song on deck tonight. I appreciate you calling a request. We don't really do requests on the show, but I have his song on deck, and I wanted to talk about it because me being old drill team bitch I used to be, you know what I mean? You know how you go around. I ain't do this stuff at the rec center. We really knocked on doors and was on our block, you know what I mean, cheering and shit. But you hear
right.
His song.
You saying your age.
Huh?
I said you're sitting your age.
I'm about to be 30. It's real shit. Like, we used to make up our own little shit back in the day. Like, what, nigga? What was it? Glamorous Life, all types of stuff. But
all that good
I love
stuff, right.
His song. I love his song, Airplane Ace, AIRPLANE, which will have everybody cheering along, cheerleaders. I got on deck. I was actually going to wait till he called in to play it, so... Request Airplane Ace to call in the show live tonight, and we'll definitely get a show on deck. Won't you shout out your Twitter and Instagram for all my listeners? We can all follow each other and show some love tonight.
All right, right. My name Miss Flowerbomb 65 and on Instagram, and is Uptown Diva on Twitter. Yeah, follow your girl.
All right, definitely.
I definitely follow back.
All right, that's what's up. Well, we got you, Uptown Diva. And tonight I will ask you to join in on our topic question. Tonight's topic is, could you trust a reformed player in a new relationship?
It depends. Nowadays, there's really no loyalty and no trust, so it's kind of hard. Like, you would have to be in that situation to actually, you know, answer that question. Mm-hmm. Right now, I can't really trust nobody. You can't even trust your family right now.
Yeah, I know that's true.
Real.
Definitely real.
Shame
I got
lie
to
about
see
that.
It. Yeah, that's what I said. I got to see it first. I don't even give a fuck. You can say you got it to show it to me, and I'm like, all
right,
I trust you now.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, it's not in front of my face. What can I do? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I already know. I already know I don't want no reform player, especially if I know who you fucked. I'm like, you fucked that bitch from 3 blocks away.
You can't really beat that up because anybody smashed somebody before you, and it might have been somebody that you knew. You know, you might not know that it's that person.
But
there's no loyalty out here.
Yeah, that part is crazy, but I'm a real selfish
you could be
person.
With
I don't like to share.
You should have to share your good. Right. But the way it is now is like, if you got a thorough dude or whatever and he's taking care of you, looking out, and y'all happy, everything 150, it could be your motherfucking cousin, your sister, the chick that you call your best friend that's going to be like, yeah, I'm on that. So he's taking her on trips, he's paying this, he's paying that, he got her all happy, I'm on that. You know how it goes. Like,
miserable ratchet bitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's millions of them. These ratchet hoes is winning. Us loyal bitches ain't getting nothing, no love.
You said Uptown Diva 82, right? On Twitter. Oh,
Uptown Diva.
Diva.
Just up. No, at Uptown Diva on Twitter. And
Diva Lady.
No. Just say Uptown Diva. I think I got like some funny looking glasses on. Follow me on the gram. It's Miss_FlowerBomb65.
All right, that'll be easier for me. 65th, Miss_FlowerBomb65.
Right.
All right, that's the stuff. I appreciate what you're saying because it isn't. And at the end of the day, I'm a type of person. I don't mind being alone till I find somebody that
right.
Gonna be
especially somebody gonna come. He definitely won't come when he need it. In the meantime,
exactly.
You gotta get this paper, chase this paper.
Real shit,
like, paper chaser.
And shout out to all the independent women who are not even worried about, you know what I mean, following behind the guy. Because I told y'all, like, I even had a problem with my ex is telling them, like, look, like, I'm with somebody else. He couldn't even get it together. Like, he wanted to say, oh, how you just going to fuck with somebody that fast? Pussy, like, what am I supposed to stay with you, be miserable? No.
Right,
because
you should have told him it wasn't fast. You was fucking up for a long time, dog.
To be honest, that's exactly how the conversation went. I was like, well, you know, we've been going through stuff for like the past couple months I've been paying him more attention, so you know, the build up.
You know how it goes. I know I'm 31, so I done did it, wrote a book, tried it, played myself, did all it.
Yeah, definitely.
Always
a climatic end.
Mm-hmm. Real shit, but
right.
That's real.
As long as at the
shit.
End of the day you on top, fuck these niggas, man.
Yeah
I want to be on top and would have won to put dick in me anyway.
I'll check you out.
Hey, yeah, truth teller, go there. Don't start rolling your tongue, truth teller. There you go. But, and I always preach this to everybody I'm around because, like, I can't even be friends with whole ass people because they're miserable. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Like, you gotta be good with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you're doing, you gotta make sure you're fine. You know what I mean? Spread yourself thin. Will drive anybody crazy. Like, we're only human. Don't stress yourself. Like, be happy, guys. Like the brother said earlier on the show, you can't spend your money on all the girls. They all go on a dollar menu sandwich at least. And if you got 10 of them, that's $10. Like,
right. And the crazy part about that, too, is it's chicks out here that don't even want a dollar. They hard for us. They don't even want no dollar. They just want a hard dick and some weed.
They only want a dollar. Yeah.
Weed, a Pepsi.
Yo, sometimes, but you know what? It's, I ain't even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? It's sad out here. But we working hard. Like, shout out to Miss Flower Boss. She felt like she on the same type shit I am. I got my own money matching.
Right.
Or something like that.
Right.
That's the type of time you got to be on. Exactly.
Huh?
Since you were such a great caller, I will play your request. We don't have anybody pressing one at the moment. But definitely, guys, press one if you want to join in tonight on the topic. You have something coming up. You know, next Thursday is a big show at the Mezzanine, hosted by yours truly, Honest Fire. Come out for the Def Jam recording showcase.
Where are you guys at?
We're in Philly. I'm in Southwest Philly right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm in Southwest Philly. And True Teller, I think she and Wes. But we broadcast the show to the world. It's everybody listening in. Yeah.
Don't worry. Definitely
get ready to play my boy Airplane Ace and Zone on Deck next. Y'all already know he be tearing up Power 99 and Cosmic Kev, but Kev don't get to play this shit I got first. So he listens to this too. We'll be right back.
get her a cast. Skill ain't blind, she can see I get that cash. You heard me? Oh, you got the word to say that. Dips rocky, cause he's copping up like ASAP. When you grilling, I put some holes in your face, man. P-Block player, zip game, 58 deck, dice roller. Big Ben, you know I shake that. Nasty thing, Sloppy Joe, how she ate that. You swag, swag, you fucking right, I got a swag. Price, check, Niz, we don't do that. I'm talking money, bands, all them buttons on the Mac. I love some tight work, pretty face, onion in the back. Goose guys popping bottles in the mix, straight snack. Shit talker, D-boys like, yeah, we love that. Niggas claim to be the realest, be the ones wearing wires. Fast life living, goddamn, you hear the tires?
A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E.
Get money, grease hoes, that's how I fly. I front you, you don't cash out, get hard tied. Lay some cheese on your head, it's a drive-by. Justin T. Lake on me, B. Suit and tie, then right, I'm Southwestern. Inked up flexing. Sure, I rim me your head, let me feel how that neck is. I'm heavy, what I told her. No camel, but I'm a soldier. Eating off that Coca-Cola, Kanye shrugging my shoulder. Use a lane creep. I'm a made dime. Stepping with big bands instead of pom pom. I'm in the game, player, use a bum on the sideline. Got your cheerleader with a mouth wide. Ha ha. Might toss you one if you a regular buyer. Chef boy, our plane, main whip game proper. More money, more problems. Just get to the dollars. Use a nose bleeder. I'm a floor seat copper.
A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E.
I resemble cash in the larger money. Track niggas, sneaker box, rubber bands, bank account.
Yeah.
Customers taking to them, selling by base. They playing with circles heavy, that might be my favorite shape. Love street money and clothes, and lust bad and base. Getting in my MO hole, it's not a damn thing. Curly top, 5 o'clock, jizzle for the damn thing. You ain't got these, you lying boy, that's a damn shame. Losers, please get your surfboards off my damn way. First it was like Mike, now they one fly like plane, yeah. Popping champagne like I won a chip game. 8-1 nigga, fuck boy, you a lame. Skio, really, why you so piped to give me brain? Is it cause of the shoes or the diamonds in my chain? Or could it be the work I put in wreck all in my name?
You do the math, add the factors, I equals the fucking pain.
A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E.
Yeah, I don't know why that song ended like that, but we had some technical difficulties with my boy Airplane Ace song. It just ended, so I forgot to tell him that shit. My bad. Damn, I'm a busy woman, but I like that song. Real chill. You know what I mean? Go plane. I like that shit. Shout out to Airplane Ace, everybody listening in on the line tonight, and Miss Firebomb for calling in and listening to the end of the song. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a hot joint right there. I fuck
yeah. It's a banger.
You like it? Go plane.
Yeah, it's a banger.
I like it. It's so cute.
Little girl sounds so cute.
Could've used some Dunny Engineering, but that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. Well, I want to have some fun because I'm going to play this track actually twice, and I wanted to play it at midnight anyway, which is coming up right in a few seconds for the second half of Philly Shine Radio. Get everybody a little turned up. My boy Zone, crazy. Like, follow him on Twitter, Zone012. This is a new track called I'm Going, produced by Conway. Y'all already know what Conway did.
Conway! Pretty feet, nice sweet girl, little pass, I really want to be. Street shots, out of the Patron, you looking real good today, got it going on. Still I'm drunk, staggered down blocks, hop up in cars, D-Wine drive, talk shit to bras, you come and trip the night, get on the list, top to bottom, bottom to top, let it know that the block ain't the only thing with a cock, my brother is in a problem, to tell by my pop, hit it and disappear in that way, I'm like my pop, I'm seen on scenes where motherfuckers clock with, time is money, night, talking about a watch, like, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, and I don't play fair, busting a trick, mouth and turn it to a DK, get on the flow, rep and let these niggas know what it mean, it's so chill,
I'm going, like, for real though, for real though, like, Zone, like, you normally do that shit, that's just like, that's hot. I love that club song. I'm going, definitely a banger, definitely gotta get it to these DJs. Like I said, I'm playing some exclusive shit tonight, appreciate it. And shout out to everybody who I've been talking to on Twitter lately. Definitely got a whole bunch of music from my girls, Too Cute, you know what I mean, sent me some music. I got my homie German Fitch son sent me some music. Miss Feisty, who also burnt down the first Music Is My Passion showcase we did Easter, got some music from Ace the Rapper. Real official shit, you know what I mean? Definitely trying to let a lot of artists know, you know what I mean? Philly Shine is definitely a force, so get with the movement. Let's go show off this music, like, some real shit. Even Truth Teller, she coming out of her bag. So how many pounds you lose now since the last time we had you on the show?
It's like almost 60.
Damn, look at you. About to have a baby and shit. That's 10 more pounds.
Yep. I'm coming down, y'all. Y'all gonna be like, wow, is that the truth teller? Yep.
No, niggas gonna be like, what, you sick? That's what they be saying. Like, a nigga can't lose weight. My homie was just telling me, and I ain't lost but like 4 pounds. They like, yo, you got skinny, your pants loose. I'm like, fuck you.
And for the record,
where your ass go? It's like, where your ass go? I'm like, look harder. All right. I can't wear baggy pants. Like, get a grip.
Wait, here you go. For the record, Truth Teller is not sick like that. And Truth Teller is not on crack. So, you know. Police. Fully Shine Radio does
I
not endorse crack usage.
I was like, you is crazy, girl.
Y'all never know what comes out of my mouth.
Oh, shit. Don't. See, look at you. See, if you were on a conference call yesterday, you'd have been tongue rolling and all types of stuff. Because when I tell you, everybody was looking good. Looking good. Shout out to Issa, too. This one artist named Issa. Issa I Am is his Twitter. I remember that. I know. ISSAIAM. Issa I Am is his Twitter. And when I tell you the young man is talented, I'm not lying. No, he's very talented. Follow him. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? Definitely was, working with RCA Records, I think. He said RCA Records, but now he's doing his own thing independently. Phenomenal. I wish I would have uploaded his songs into the show tonight, but I didn't. But on some real shit, I'm gonna take some callers in a minute. Chill with me for a second, but I do wanna go in and show some R&B love. I ain't had no R&B playing for a while, but I definitely do have it on deck or whatever. My homeboy, I got a chance to get to know him, I think it was November. November, JC, and he has a song, Slow Jam, which all the DJs kind of went crazy over. I want y'all to check it out.
Girl, we gon' need a free throw, we fouling, we so close. Girl, we gon' need a free throw, we fouling, we so close.
I'm the DJ.
need is floating for my baby. I like that song. You know what I mean? We all can fuck with a song. Smooth and sexy like that. Definitely shout out to your boy JC doing his thing. Like I said, I got a chance to meet him on another conference call that we had in November. Forget where he's from for a second, but I could look him up. That's no thing. But I definitely know where I'm from and where I'm representing. We're doing a lot of crazy things in Philly, these shows. Definitely hit me up. Shout out to my boy Ryan Buck. Definitely about to take the world by storm, doing crazy shit. He ready to get in the studio, you know what I mean? Get on any stage, just ready. Shout out to Toxic Electrica as well. Y'all already know she got that hot banger, as you can see on YouTube as well.